This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. Hello. Yes, yes, it's the happy sound. Or I could do like the easy listening stations. It's the easy listening sound of FM 105.7. And you're tuned to all the radio stations. It's kind of like saying to Alexa, turn on the DJV show and watch
TV. Yeah, you just turned on everyone's Alexa.
So
yeah, I learned that the hard way.
Careful with that. DJV. Show, that's what it's all about. Yes, the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner with Mac as a special guest appearance is probably looming there. Victoria Keelan, the idea is to feel good about this week. The idea is to feel good all the time. That's one of the things that I've always had as my mantra as a radio person for a long time. Let's make people feel good. Let's have them have a reality check with what's going on today, but also let's have things good. When you look around at the people who are around you, whether it's your close inner circle or people that are, you know, in your neighborhood, in your town, in your state, in the country, or in the world, people want to thrive, laugh. People want to love. We want to have friends. We want to have adventure. We all dream about abundance in maybe different ways. But the idea of dreaming, this is something that happens with youngsters. Remember the, what was it when you first learned from the idea of sugar plums dancing in their head? How old were you when you remember that line? Do you remember, Jennifer, when you
have dreams? And by the way, just saw the Nutcracker for the first time yesterday.
Really?
Ever?
Yeah.
First time
ever? Ever? Yeah. Really? No. In fact, I hated the idea of the Nutcracker because it just
it's a little scary.
Well, it's not even that. I didn't even know what the story was and really still didn't after I saw the Nutcracker. I had to look it up and go, what did I just witness here? like dancing rats and like weird fairies and stuff. But so I think you know a lot of elements from the Nutcracker, but I had never actually like paid attention to the story. And I admit it, kind of like Hallmark movies. I hated on them. And then, you know, now I'm like the ultimate Hallmark movie girl. And now I really enjoyed the
Nutcracker.
They're
everywhere, too. Even some of the other networks, the bigger networks have these movies on ad nauseum.
Oh, my gosh. Like, CBS had their own version of a holiday movie, which was actually pretty good. And I think there's another one coming up. But can I tell you about the Nutcracker? Because it was so sparkly, and it was so good. And I know that there's different versions of the Nutcracker, but this one was a production that used, I think, 8 members of the cast from New York. So, like, really good. Like, ballerinas, ballet people.
Big-time actors and stuff.
What do we call the boy ballerinas?
Ballerinas?
Okay.
Ballerinos?
Good. So,
I don't know.
Well, anyway, the people doing the ballet, 8 of them, like the stars, came from the New York production. And then they hired a bunch of local people in the area that I saw it. And so we sat next to someone whose kid was one of the little mice. And it was really cool because it was like you had a bunch of local elements, but also the big production. And they were really good. And it was really sparkly. And it was really beautiful. And it was very cute.
Sparkle is the way to Jen's heart.
Sparkle.
Oh, yeah. My cousin's kid is 3. And she actually did really well. She sat through the whole thing. We did a girl's day with her. So it was really, it was fun.
It's a fun time of year, and things are slowing down anyway. You can't find anybody to do business. The excuse this week, next week, it's Christmas. We can't get anything done. Nobody's here, blah, blah, blah. And so I just, as a business person, just shut down. I'm done, you know, because and we're done on the farm. Everything is pretty much, that's what I was saying earlier. I just need to sort of put a lot of things together and then put in my mind a gear that's different than the gear that has been pretty prevalent for the past 8-9 months. This is a different. The gears, if you ever see how gears mesh together, the bigger ones go slowly, the smaller ones go faster. So this is a bigger gear time, a bigger gear of the year, if you will. And so anyway, things are, we have more entertainment opportunities. Boy, did you see how the movie, that Spider-Man movie did? Good God.
Yeah.
Like 250. It was way beyond what Tucker expected.
Well, I'm really glad because I had read an article that they were disappointed, that they were getting ready to be disappointed because no one wanted to go to the movies.
Yeah, I went to see Gaga on Gucci, and it left a lot to be desired as far as I'm concerned. I'm a fan of hers. I think she, and people talk about how beautiful she is. I think she's kind of homely, actually. And it didn't, her best side didn't come out in this movie at all. It's and Adam Driver's never been somebody that I've liked. But she's playing an unpopular role.
Well, she's also playing an unattractive woman.
Yeah.
I mean, they definitely use prosthetics on her, too. Yeah.
And I think with Gaga, the reason that she came out when she did and did all the crazy things like wearing the meat dress is because she knew she would never be judged for her talent, that at that point in music she was going to be judged for her looks. And I think that Gaga is beautiful, but she's not, when you put her up like to the traditional like Ariana Grande,
I guess it depends on how you describe
beauty. She doesn't, you know, she's not as like... Right.
Yeah.
But that's why she did all those crazy gimmicky things, and then people went, wait a second, she's super talented.
She can sing.
She's very talented.
But she was really smart, I think, because would she have even broken in without doing all the crazy stuff?
This is not that she's not good. I think she's, with what she had to work with. Remember, she went to Bradley Cooper and asked him if he thought she ought to do this, and he encouraged her to do it. He's, by the way, in a new movie out this week as well that looked really kind of... You know, there's a lot of
stuff
around.
Even that movie, Licorice Pizza, right? That everybody's like going gaga for.
Are they?
Everybody. Crazy how many people I see online. Like, oh my god, I just saw this movie. You've got to see it. It's
really?
The word of mouth on that. I don't even know what it's about, but the word of mouth is insane on that movie.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's that sort of. I get into the point of view when I'm out in California next week. I'll be at the movies a lot because that's what I like to do. If the kids are busy doing something, it's a time to do those sorts of things. So hopefully you'll do that and enjoy yourself. That was really the point of me starting the hour with
the
focus.
But you're not a Spider-Man guy anyway, so this would not be something you would see.
Nah, no. But there are some other. I still haven't seen that Will Smith movie about the Williams girls. I do want to see that. That looks kind of interesting. The Apple folks, we're talking, We were bemoaning the fact that we can't get away from COVID and that sort of thing. Apple, as an example of what big corporations are doing, has delayed the date which the employees of the corporation have to come back into the office. And this is yet again because of the hoopla around Omicron. And so it is spreading. Yep, it's everywhere. But is it enough to slow down the world again? The answer is big N-O. No. I guess the Apple people are supposed to go back on the 1st of February, right? They're still doing hybrid
stuff. I don't know
when,
but like every company that's based in, and Apple has, you know, offices in California and Austin, Texas, but I don't know. Everyone's office in New Jersey where I am, and we're not far outside of New York City, so the offices are closed until, you know, this wave. See, I mean, look, my husband works and commutes into the city. He doesn't want to be in the office right now with a bunch of people that he doesn't know where they've been. I don't want him there either. You know, we're around my parents. My parents are vulnerable. They're high risk. So, you know, I think if people have been working from home all this time, it's fine. In some instances, it doesn't work for a business model, but in a lot of businesses, it does. And that's why Apple's spending, they're giving everyone $1,000 to set up their at-home work setup, you know, their workstation. And that's, I mean, I have a friend's company who's giving $200, but $1,000 is a pretty good setup.
Two realities here. Depending on how good the employee is, your husband is a good example of a good employee, according to the people he's working for, because he's probably working more than
he's
he did.
He's more productive.
Before.
I've seen it.
He's,
I mean, I'm watching it. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
He's busy.
Whereas the people, and that may be one of the things they're talking about, you know, there's always time for gossip and BSing and stuff on company time. And you can't do that if you're at home working in front of a computer. Now, what does that do to your physical attributes? What does that do to your mind? What is that? It's kind of like you're a shut-in. And that's never good, especially when the weather is lousy. In the Christmas time, it's lousy. We've been through this for now 2 years, right? Two winters. It started late in the winter of 2020, but we've certainly seen what's happened. And one of the things that has gone unheralded and unnoticed or not talked about a lot is the mental implications, and I think I did touch on this a little bit last week, how people's minds, literally, the psychology of being alone for some people, or the psychology of the world being so different, has really screwed up a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. It has. Especially older people.
Yeah.
Especially older people. I've seen this. Yeah, it's not good.
Mm. The CDC says that the mRNA COVID vaccines are better than J&J. I don't know, this is the first time this has come out. There's been something around, but an advisory committee voted to recommend calling mRNA vaccines the preferred COVID vaccine option. Now, one wonders what goes into making... See, I always want to know behind the scenes. Is there some influence from Pfizer and Moderna into government policy?
Yeah, someone making money off of it is always my question.
Thank you. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but Johnson & Johnson equally got the same billing that Moderna and Pfizer got, but the vaccine just doesn't work as well. I mean, everybody I know who had a breakthrough case initially all got the J&J, and then they had to say, okay, well, if you got J&J, then you need one dose of either Moderna or Pfizer, because the J&J, if you don't have that mRNA technology, it's just not effective against this virus. I'm happy that they're not keeping something, you know, on the same level as something that's more effective just because, you know, they have... I see it the opposite of the way you're seeing it. I'm happy that they're putting J&J back down into the minor leagues.
I didn't say I wasn't happy,
it doesn't work.
I'm just asking the question as to why it is at this time something that they would look at this way. There's an increased risk for blood clots. Say it again, Doug.
Well, yeah, there's that too.
Clots with Johnson & Johnson. There are a lot of different things here. And the homeopaths... like J&J if they have to make a choice, because they don't like mRNA. No naturalist likes this mRNA. They just don't. For whatever they say, it does stuff to your DNA and look out for the end of the world and look out for culling humanity, et cetera, et cetera. So as all that's you're going to see the more, I think, we've just seen most of the time when I start conversations like that here, they haven't hit this main screen yet. So people don't really hear what I'm saying. And then a few weeks later, somebody will say, wait a minute, I heard him talking about that. Look for that to come out after the first of the year in torrents, that the theory is that the release of the virus was to try to curb the population of the world. 18 after the hour.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now 23 after the hour, Christmas week here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen now with the ladies going through a couple of trending items. Pete Davidson has taken, this seems kind of weird, I put it in quotation marks, his girlfriend. Huh? Isn't it weird?
It's all weird.
It is weird, yeah. Out to Angelina's on Staten Island. Now, doesn't Kim live in New York? I mean, live in L.A.?
L.A., yeah.
So she had to fly to New York to go to dinner.
Well, she was supposed to be at SNL. Yeah, she was supposed to be at SNL. Well, I mean, not on it, but she was supposed to be there, you know, just to hang out. But Pete wasn't there at SNL. And actually, he was healthy enough to go to a movie and dinner, so I'm not sure why he was not one of the people on SNL. But maybe they didn't have anything for him to do. So, so then they went to Staten Island, where Pete is from, famously. And so they went to a restaurant, which
so
I sent the video.
There. He's a turd. What the hell is he doing with that?
I don't know. He was just there.
Yeah, but isn't that dirt? Isn't that,
I mean, he's
part
of the family, so he's never going to go away. Yeah. Okay, but he's still part of the family.
Yeah, and they seem to really like him, actually.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
Right.
Who is the woman he's had, which one of the Kardashians he had three kids with?
He and Courtney have three kids together. Now, Courtney's engaged to Travis Barker, so a lot of people were worried that Scott was going to go off the deep end, and I think that they're kind of all keeping an eye on him.
He should just get married to Chloe. Chloe is the one that's always been his buddy anyway.
That's true.
What's his claim to fame other than hanging around with the Kardashians?
Nothing.
That's it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all.
That's it. That's
ding,
it.
Ding, ding, ding.
Well, okay. I mean, it is what it is. It is what it is.
Right.
But it's funny that I sent you the video, Jen, over the weekend. If you saw like all the Angelina, all the women who are, you know, exactly what Staten Island is all about.
Totally.
Filming that video.
So why did you send me the video?
Because you're not on Instagram. Jen has a secret like obsession with Staten Island, and
absolutely.
So I'm always trying to show her.
It's a garbage dump.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm into it. Leave me alone. If I was
such a garbage dump.
Oh my God.
So my friends from Staten Island are like, I'm embarrassed. My friends who are from Staten Island are embarrassed to say they're from Staten Island. Like, that's how bad it is. It's seriously.
I just need a fur and a nice.
He wasn't at the. He didn't go to SNL because they went to see Spider-Man.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, that's what they did.
Spider-Man.
What do you think she thinks of Staten Island? She's not worth the trip.
It's like kind of going through like Wild Kingdom. You need to see it once. Just kind of see everyone in their natural habitat.
Here's an invitation to Betty White's 100th birthday, boys and girls. Betty White, 100 years young, a birthday celebration will be available in 900 movie theaters January 17th.
Good for her.
The movie will screen at 1 in the afternoon and 7 o'clock in the evening. I actually would like to go watch that. Go see the movies. They're available. It's a 1 hour and 40-minute film with Betty White's friends, Ryan Reynolds, Tina Fey, Robert Redford, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Clint Eastwood. I want to go see this. Yeah, yeah.
I'd go with you. 17th. Town.
What day of the week?
No, oh, but well. We have to go out of L.A. County.
Why?
I have to go to Ventura.
Wait,
you can't sit
in
the movie theater
movies?
In L.A., right?
Can't go. I'm not allowed to go to the movie theater.
Really, according to whom?
The law. The law.
Well, are all the movie theaters going to be closed down when I'm there next week?
No, they'll be open. You just have to show your Vax card. I won't do that. Even if I had a Vax card, I just refuse. I think it is so bad.
All right, so the 17th is a Monday. All right, let's all remember that, okay? Let's not let that go by, because as Betty says, who doesn't love a party? This one's going to be great. So inducted into the Television Hall of Fame in 95. She's got 8 Emmys, and this is going to be her. Is she still in Hot in Cleveland? Is Hot in
that
Cleveland
ended.
Still?
Show's over.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a great show.
You know what? I always confuse those with the Philadelphia thing that Danny DeVito did. I don't know why I did, but that's still on. DeVito.
I don't
know what I say, DeVito.
He comes up with the strangest things that he's confused by.
I don't
yeah,
know.
This could not be
Me?
More different. Yes.
He's speaking
yes.
Really?
Yes.
It couldn't be.
Hot
well, they're
yes,
about
totally
what's happening
different.
In a couple
Hot
of
Hot Cleveland
big.
Was like in front of a studio audience. It's just, yeah, it's totally different.
Goofy sitcom. Right. Yeah, it was fun.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Now that Senate Democrat Joe Manchin says he will not vote for the legislation, it looks like Democrats are not going to be able to overcome Republican opposition in the Senate to pass President Biden's roughly $2 trillion Build Back Better bill. Tom Cotton, the U.S. Senator from Arkansas, says...
At a time when we have almost $30 trillion in debt, this bill would add $5 trillion to it. We have the worst inflation in 40 years. This bill would add fuel to the fire of inflation.
The Republican Cotton speaking there on Fox News Sunday Night in America. President Biden's Build Back Better agenda would focus on issues from health care to education, climate change, and tax laws. The NHL and Players Association announcing cross-border games are now being postponed for the upcoming week because of rising COVID cases. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Republicans say Democrats are ignoring the nonpartisan agency that they used to champion as they try to pass that Build Back Better plan. An update from USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
The White House and President Joe Biden have turned on the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office when it exposed the cost of the Build Back Better Act, including Press Secretary Jen Psaki calling its latest scoring fake. But Representative Pete Sessions, Republican of Texas, said on Newsmax, the only thing fake is the White House. Psaki and Democrats lying to the American people about the zero cost of their progressive spending plan.
How can you say it is completely paid for when the CBO score is $3 trillion different?
Yeah.
And the bottom line is that's what they want. And so they're hoping that the people who hear on their stations hear what they hear, and the people that are on conservative stations then know the truth.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And Elizabeth Warren has tested positive for COVID-19, the Democratic U.S. Senator making the announcement by Twitter, saying despite a negative COVID test result just earlier this week, she then tested positive today, Sunday, with a breakthrough case. Warren adds she's only experiencing mild symptoms. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You forgot again. 34 past the hour. Keep it simple. This is a simple program with simple people. And so, just keep that in mind as you listen to our conversations. We are here to efficiently communicate what's going on in the world, what's going on around us, the essence of events of the day, the things that are overpowering some of them. Some of them are just kind of sweet, the time of year. And mentioning that, this is a one-time only announcement. This is like a commercial. I have two very nice, wonderful Christmas gifts. And I've decided to share them with the audience and not give them to any of my friends. Unless...
Thanks. Yeah. We don't get gifts here at the show, but
no.
Sure.
All right, what do you want?
But you okay, might as well cash it on behalf
wait a minute,
of Victoria
just a
and me.
Just a minute. Yeah. All right. So I have a very, very expensive camera that can be used for shots or single shots or video. Kind of like the one, Phil, that we used in the studio in Washington last week to do the video of the history of the network. So that's it's a professional sort of grade camera. I also have a fabulous, it kind of looks like an old Victrola, but it isn't. It's a new radio that has Bluetooth and all kinds of other fancy dancy things in it, plus the old time radio stuff. So. This is the only time I'm mentioning it, and on Wednesday or Thursday, I'm going to ask at a time not to be announced. It's going to be a random time. I'm going to say, I'll give the phone number here for the studio, the usual 888-302-3684 number. Don't call now. Call when I give you the cue to call.
So was someone supposed to write that down?
Yep.
Yeah, say it again, just in case.
If you're new to the show, welcome to the most confusing contest show in the history of America.
We never give out the phone number. So here's the thing. Doug just said two gifts. He's going to ask you what those gifts were. It's kind of like an SRA. Remember reading comprehension cards back in the
school? Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. That's good.
When you hear him ask that, then you call.
Right. Let's see how your retention is.
Then you call.
I'll give you the number at the time. I'm not going to not give you the number. You can guess at that. But then,
I'm confused. It's not a good sign.
Why is it confusing?
I'm just saying, in general, we have a history of very confusing
contests. I don't even remember what the other one was. What was it?
See, Jen doesn't even know what the other gift is.
It's a Victrola that has been made into a Bluetooth doing all the modern things that modern devices do.
And what would one do with a Victrola?
You would play it as if
like
you were...
Like, how big is it?
It's pretty good size.
Okay, so this is going to take up a sizable chunk of your living room, is what you're saying.
And here's what I would do. If you get a chance to choose the camera.
Put me off.
Choose the camera.
Well, you know what? If I don't give them both away, one of you is going to get the other one. So
I have no room for a Victrola.
Oh, well, see.
Damn, that's what I got you for Christmas. Oh.
Sorry, Jen.
I'll just re-gift it, though.
Well, you're already re-gifting these two things, so keep going.
That's not necessarily true.
Uh-huh.
I'm not
necessarily true? That
not
means it's either true or it's not.
Not necessarily true. Uh-huh. All right, so here we are on the DJV program. The Golden Palace is coming to Hulu. This is a Jen. This has Jen all over it. The Golden Girls, everybody liked that. The Golden Palace, not so much.
No, that was not as good.
So why are they putting it on Hulu? What's the point of that?
I watch it again because I got to tell you, I only remember a couple of episodes. Like, I don't remember much. It was a long time ago. Yeah. And Golden Palace is not in reruns like Golden Girls. So
right,
that's
why it's coming to Hulu. It only lasted one season. I've seen a few episodes, but apparently there are two episodes. There's a two-parter in there where Dorothy actually joins the rest of the girls, and apparently that was one of the highest-rated and funniest episodes that they'd done. So for Golden Girls fans and for Betty White, she's turning 100 on January 17th.
Is that why they're doing it?
I think it's timing with it, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, because the Betty White thing is what we said, the 17th. Mm-hmm. So it's been a couple of years since the Pantone Color Institute selected classic blue as the color of the year. And now they're returning, apparently, to the blue family, introducing their new choice, Pantone 17-3938 Very Peri, which is a periwinkle blue. I don't know what a periwinkle blue is. Do I need
it's kind of like a lighter, it's a muted bluish purple color, isn't it? It
has a little bit of purple in it, yeah.
Yeah.
Really? So why is this important?
Because every year the Pantone...
Hair color?
Sure. Hair color?
That's Pantene, and it's a shampoo.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, Pantone is the, so the color, whatever shade that they pick, you'll find in home decor.
I was thinking it was Pantene. Yeah, I was thinking that all along.
Oh,
all
the Very Peri is actually brighter than I was imagining. Yeah, it's bright.
It's very cheerful.
Is it?
Bright, bluey purple, yeah.
Time for Christmas. All right. All right, you want to know another way of getting...
I'm going to give a paint chip for Christmas, Jen.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Gifts keep going downhill fast.
Thank you, Mr. Scrooge.
Do you want a paint chip or a Victrola?
Or would you
I'd
like
rather
some
take
Pantene
the paint chip.
I would take the paint chip.
Did you see the picture that you saw, Jennifer, of me with my family that's posted on Facebook?
Yes, I saw that one, too. I see all your Facebook.
Did you see the yellow had a vest on? And there was yellow paint
on it. It was like you were out working on the chain gang before you...
Well, I had been working before I ran down to my sister's house for dinner. And I had I had my kitchen painted last week. And I used a couple of yellow hues for windows and trims and stuff. And so my sister comes into the house and says, "Oh, this is horrible." And I looked at her and said, "I guess it's a good thing you don't live here then." And so I had asked her to help me with the new curtains and things, and she said, "I don't want to help you. This is not, nothing good's going to come out of this." She didn't really say no, but I could tell from her attitude that she would rather have me repaint it again. And so I'm not going to do that, but I wore that just
yellows. Oof, you got to be careful with that. It needs to be of the softest, like, butter yellow, or else it's just, ugh, it makes your eyes hurt.
Really?
Which I'm assuming you went with some dark mustard yellow.
I used an antique yellow.
Calamon yellow.
Used before.
Great Poupon yellow.
Yeah, no, that's not. No, that's ugly. No, this is a mustard. This is kind of a mustardy yellow.
Okay, Grey Poupon is ugly.
It is mustard.
This is more of a mustard yellow.
Yeah, I know.
It is.
Which just has more brown in it? Is that what you're saying?
No, no, it has yellow. It's yellow. It's yellow. It's yellow.
Dodger dog mustard? Like, sounds awful.
All right, well, I'm glad I have the nice warm feelings of Christmas brings people accepting what's been done. I like it, frankly, and as I said, I'm the one who's living here. Let's see. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, speaking of yellow, apparently we have an interesting combo of normally competitors, but now this is bipartisanship at its best. There's a marijuana bill that's going through the House of Representatives. AOC and her pals are teaming up with a bunch of reps that are Republicans for the Harnessing Opportunities by Pursuing Expungement Act. Where do they come up with these damn names?
I know, right?
Hope. It's called the HOPE Act. Encouraging states to provide relief to people with nonviolent marijuana convictions. I'm for this. Absolutely. Expunging them. But what does it do to allowing or advancing the cause of making marijuana federalized or legal or whatever?
Unfortunately, it doesn't. It's not part of this bill, but this bill helps people get this stuff off their records because you can't even rent an apartment.
Yeah.
Like, there are people who are homeless because, not because they're drug addicts or, you know, hardcore criminals, but because they have a marijuana conviction and you can't pass a credit check. It's so stupid. Yeah.
As much as I'm not, like, a marijuana pot person, I don't know why we haven't revised this yet. I mean, it's just because it's legal
for a progressive
doesn't mean you have
country
to do it. Yeah. Just like alcohol, just because it's legal doesn't mean you have to do it.
Smoking tobacco products is
legal.
You have
a choice. Yeah,
it should be about choice, right? Is that it's become legal in so many states that at least just take it away. What's the class of drugs that the federal government does? At least lower the class. Because right now, the federal government still looks at marijuana and marijuana possessions as
ridiculous
felonies. Yeah, I mean, come on. Just,
you can't do
just,
banking.
Right.
We don't even have to do a sweeping legalization. It shouldn't even be that hard. We don't have to do a sweeping federal legalization because it doesn't matter. Most of the states are already on board. So all you have to do is just reclassify it as a lower-level drug and you can save a lot of people a lot of pain, I think. That's for sure.
All right. Mm-hmm. So one of the guys is not in on this bill, but he seems to be everywhere else, is Joe Manchin. He says he can't support the Democrats' climate and social spending bill, which is the cornerstone of what Biden wants to get done. So Biden's got two big problems. One of them is Manchin. The other one is COVID. And there seems to be crumbling on all sides. I thought it was interesting.
Well, he's also, you know, I've seen a lot of people, like, lay a lot of hate on Joe Manchin for this.
No.
But he also, no one's talking about Kyrsten Sinema. Kyrsten Sinema is also really not on board supporting this plan. But because she's up for re-election, Joe Manchin has been kind of the guy to take all the incoming because she's got an election to run next year. And there are going to be people who love on her and hate on her for the decisions that she makes. So I think he's been taking a brunt of this. But both of these people, and by the way, most of the country, believes that the stuff going on in the Build Back Better plan is not going to help us financially right now. We can argue item by item about what's ridiculous and what's not.
The spending is
what's the problem. You cannot spend
more in the economy like this,
with inflation like it already.
Hold on a second. Here's one more piece of the pie. Joe Biden over the weekend announced an effort to jumpstart the removal of lead water service. Now, you hear no argument from me that this isn't a good idea or necessary. But at the time, they seem to keep finding, why hasn't this been done prior to this, I guess is one good question. That doesn't mean you shouldn't do it now. This reminds me of Flint, Michigan. Remember what happened in Flint?
Sure.
It wasn't all about lead pipes, but a lot of it was about lead in the water that came from other sources. And lead is really horrible, and most of the pipes that are still underground that bring you your water are lead pipes.
10 million lead pipes still exist.
No matter where you are in the country, that was the standard. So we have that on one hand. Where do you come down on this? How much money can we get for all of these things that are put forth? I think that's Joe Manchin's question. I'm for health, but can you and can we, can all of us, can the public stand all of the bills that are coming about to fix all of the problems that exist?
Well, this is part of the Build Back Better plan, but, you know, when you're talking about, especially with young children, and how lead affects them so intensely, like, I feel like, how can you say, how can we afford not to invest in removing these
pipes? Well,
but
think about what goes along with it. Think about the long lines every year, pretty much all year now, highways, whether it's local streets, whether it's regional roads, whether it's national highways, there are slowdowns galore. And especially as you think about your travel plans for this next week, how many of you are going to get in a car and drive to Grandma's house and are going to be slowed down because of all the work on all the major highways? And if you
leave the house earlier,
that is, okay.
If you're saying, like, if you want to be selfish that to me is not even
well,
a choice.
But in this circumstance,
it's not just going to Grandma's house. I mean, that is a real issue for someone like me who has to drive 65 miles every day. I mean, I'm losing pieces of my life sitting in a car. So it does matter. But I think by and large, what really is the problem is that we're at a tipping point here. And I know that the Biden people and the Democrats who are pushing for this don't want to acknowledge it, but the inflation problem is bad. It costs families $3,500 more to get through the holidays.
This bill, but I don't want to do a lot of other stuff. This is important.
And by passing something
so prioritize.
Yeah,
exactly. I noticed that Cory Booker and Elizabeth Warren both have COVID, and they've had their injections. Well, there's a Freudian slip. Anyway,
well,
okay.
It's
so we're
spreading everywhere, yeah.
Yeah, it is. 48 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, is reminding shoppers of important tips to safeguard purchases this season. Research before you buy. Review the seller's profile along with the product reviews and ratings. Use secure transaction and payment methods, and don't provide gift card details to someone you don't know. Keep your personal information safe. Don't respond to messages or emails from people you don't know, especially if they ask you to provide verification codes or account information such as your email address, password, or other personal details. Meta's Vice President of Commerce Operations, Marnie Levine.
Last-minute shopping can be challenging, and it's important for shoppers to stay smart when making that list and checking it twice. Make sure to shop with confidence by doing research before buying, look at product ratings and reviews, and always use a secure and trusted method of payment.
For more tips and to complete the free security checkup, visit facebook.com/safety.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Money Pit time. Merry Christmas from the Money Pit. Most people, how can I make an alliteration out of this, Tom? Most merry minds mention Money Pit at Christmas.
All right, I'll go with that.
Okay, that's good. Tom Kreidler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program and podcast and newsletter and rocket ship to the moon. He's got them all. So what we do here when Tommy joins us is to pick a few questions from our listeners who want to know the story behind the story with some focus on your home, because that's what the Money Pit is, a hole in the ground into which one sinks money. That's what the house is. Anthony.
Term of endearment.
Say, what is that?
It's a term of endearment.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Anthony says that we're, quote, purchasing a condo built on a concrete slab in Virginia. Now, that's your first mistake, Fred. You need to get a radon test. No, you shouldn't buy the house. Okay, so.
Well, he's asking if you should get a radon test done by the home inspector. So,
how do you do that if you don't have a basement? You know, right?
Well, that's kind of the point. You know, the home inspector may or may not offer that because it's not a standard part of their service, although many do it. I would first consider the risk of a radon problem in Virginia. And actually, Virginia is pretty equally divided between high, medium, and low risks. And in the area he's purchasing in, which he says is Ashburn, that's actually a high level of high risk of radon, high likelihood of radon, which means that
what
you're
would make
to
an area high risk? How would somebody know moving into an area whether it's lots of radon or not?
So if you check on the Department of Environmental Protection's website or Virginia Environmental Department's website, there's maps where they have actually identified these bands throughout the state. And the thing is, sorry, now you know you have a likelihood of radon. But then, of course, the other thing, which I think you're alluding to, Doug, is the fact that the risk of a radon problem, in other words, the risk of that getting into the house air, is going to be greater for a house on a basement, actually in the basement, than it would be in a house on a slab. So, you know, given the fact that the area he's buying in has a high likelihood, he's obviously somewhat concerned about it. Risk of radon is, I would say, is reduced by the fact that it's a slab house. Mm-hmm. I would probably do the test just for sort of peace of mind. It's not expensive. It doesn't take a long time. and you might as well get a picture as to what it is.
All right. Next podcast episode is, you do these pretty much every week, right?
Actually two episodes a week. Yeah. And next one coming up is five ways to save on decor in the new year. You know, if you're getting ready to refresh your home, we're going to share some ways to save a lot of money doing that. Plus, you know, we take advantage of the holiday season with a little Santa Claus chimney prep,
to town.
Making sure your chimney is clean for Santa and all of the warm fires to follow, because a lot of folks don't spend the time taking care of that chimney. And if you are using it on a regular basis, if you're burning, you know, say a cord of wood or more a season, it needs to be properly cleaned so it doesn't develop unsafe conditions that can lead to chimney fires.
You know, the expression, this is a crude expression, this really burns my butt, actually began with Santa Claus coming down a chimney where it wasn't clean. So you don't want to burn Santa's butt.
Who knew?
Right. Yeah, exactly. All right. Another, and also, you can always count on me.
Drop of wisdom.
That's it. Moneypit.com/newsletter lets you in on what this week. I see there are tips for buying a Christmas. Tell me, please, please, my friend, tell me you don't have an artificial tree in that old house of yours.
I do, in fact, have an artificial tree.
Oh,
sorry to disappoint.
No! Oh, my
God. Yeah, I got to say, it's become increasingly difficult to find a decent live tree, and I feel like by the time I get it back from either the roadside stand or the home center, you know, the thing is dropping needles within days.
Unbelievable. What would Jesus do, though? I mean, consider that. What would Jesus do?
Well, last year we bought an artificial tree that had lights built into it. And I have to say I'm pretty impressed with the quality of artificial trees today. They do actually look more realistic than ever before. I mean, we had one when I was a kid, and, you know, it looked like a Charlie Brown tree. Mm-hmm. You know, remember the Charlie Brown Christmas special? It had a little twig with a couple lights on it. But now they look pretty good. They're pretty full. You have to kind of shape them when you take them out of the box. But I tell you what, you don't have to worry about stringing lights on them and, you know, stabbing your arms with those needles.
Oh, you big wimp. All right. I just painted my kitchen, and the girls are all after me because of the colors. But we did a couple of coats of paint. Is that really what I think? I wasn't. This guy that did it said, well, when we do it in one, and I said, no, I don't think one coat is enough. Is that right?
Well, if it's properly prepped, you know, you can get away with a single coat, but you've got to use good quality paint. You know, you got to use a Benjamin Moore or a Sherwin so that it has good adhesion to the under surface.
Tom Kreidler, Merry Christmas to you and your family, friend.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.